in a moment. I'm going to ask Rick, our competition winner, to join us, along with Roger Dutton, who was the second place. Rick, are you now with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can indeed. Good evening to you. Congratulations on winning the first prize.
Thank you.
Roger, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask Rick first. First of all, to tell us a little bit about himself, and because he wasn't an Inner Circle member, he as part of his prize, he gets the year's membership. Roger, you get a six-month extension. Both of your checks are in the post today, so you should get those in a couple of days. So congratulations to the pair of you. But Rick, if I could ask you first, just to share with the rest of the members here a little bit about yourself and how you went about the competition.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can, yeah, fire away.
Okay. I'm an IT consultant living in Yorkshire in a small town just outside Leeds, and I've been a private investor for 20 years. Probably an active investor, like sort of picking individual shares and being a bit more proactive for the last 10 years. And I try and treat it as a more as a job than a hobby. I mean, obviously I enjoy doing it, but we've also got to make money as well. So I invest primarily in shares, investment trusts, using trading accounts and ISAs, and managing money for myself and my immediate family. So
excellent.
I kind of describe myself as a trend follower.
Okay.
Rather than somebody who picks a turning points, or and I primarily use sort of fundamentals and then use charts to sort of time entries, really.
Okay.
So I generally would apply sort of various quantitative screens, a bit like yourself, although slightly different ones, to to the market in general. And I've had a reasonable success with kind of modified versions of Jim Slater's Zulu principle, and also picking shares from another screen which Stockpedia users might be familiar with, called Tiny Titans, which is small cap stocks, which is really a sort of a value momentum strategy.
Okay.
And I also, in my own, I think that 2013 was particularly a lucky period to have applied those couple of screens, because they did very well, and that's not always the case. So I guess sometimes it's getting horses for courses, and it was a good market for small cap stocks this year. So, to some extent, I've not massively outperformed the small cap sort of sector. So I also like identifying special situations, like Help Hire and Eleco and other things where I think there's major changes going on.
Yeah.
I also invest in sort of what I call, outright growth companies like Arm Holdings, ASOS, Lynx, those sort of things that make most people's hair stand on end. So for the competition, I basically just went for the kind of Slater Zulu screen, I have some slight differences in the way I use it. I don't use PE ratios. I kind of use price to sales. And I rank stocks on relative strength rather than on PEG, which is probably what Stockpedia does.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of come up with suggestions. I look at those, obviously, in more detail to look at the financial metrics. And particularly looking for sort of sales momentum. Is the sales going to support the, growing EPS? Is debt low? Is cash flow high? Those kind of things, really. And then I sort of check news flow to make sure it's positive, and see where the management have said what they said they would do.
Excellent.
And lastly, I kind of, you know, I mean, that's always a very important that, you know, following maybe, you know, not telling large fibs to investors, but I then look at charts to sort of make sure that it's in a strong or what I consider a reasonable rising trend above its moving averages, maybe 50, 150 day, you know, both rising with a price above it, and evidence of accumulation such as unbalanced volume and, you know, basing of the price with breakouts going to new bases. So I'm never actually looking to pick a major bottom or a turning point. I'm just looking to join an existing uptrend.
Okay.
And then I buy at support of a trend line or, you know, the 50 or 100 day moving average or on a breakout above a price consolidation. So I think that probably summarizes my approach. I mean, I don't like to buy certain types of stocks. I try and stay away from what I consider fairly higher risk stocks. So I'm not a big fan of mining or oil and gas explorers or small biotech companies. I mean, I've just personally, I've had too many sort of bad experiences where, you know, I've lost money, so I try and stick to what I consider slightly safer stocks.
That's really helpful, Rick. Thank you. That's a really clear and concise summary of how you go about your investing. Now, Roger's been sat there patiently listening to that. Roger, I'm just interested to see, now, you and Rick were, I think, sort of probably swapped around once or twice during the year. Just tell us a little bit, Roger, about how you approach the competition and how you approach your investing.
Well, nothing as comprehensive as that, I can assure you, unfortunately. I've been investing for probably 25, 30 years, but mainly in funds, so relying on fund managers, and over the last 2 to 3 years gradually started to switch out into individual shares. So my approach generally was to look for growth shares during that period. So coming into DIY investors, obviously started to look at some of the recovery shares and things of the, and turnaround shares and IPO fallers, etc. But in terms of the competition, I looked mainly at your long list to start with. I think I whittled out anything that got large debt and chose from there initially, and then partway through the year started to trade some of my own shares into there, which I've had myself, like Mobile Streams, which did well, and Mullins, which is the share I've held for a long time. So it was more going from the shares that I know a bit more about and mixing in some of those from the long list.
Okay, that's really good. You too did very well over the 12 months. And I think really on behalf of all of us that took part, congratulations to both of you. And thanks for, you know, contributing tonight. So it's really, really nice to you know, be able to feed that back into the group. I'm sure other people would have enjoyed listening to that as well. So thanks both to Rick and Roger.